Six Nations Public Library is partnering with the Neighborhood Forest Organization to bring the Trees for Kids program to Six Nations. The program is offering free trees to children with the goal of teaching stewardship through the magic and wonder of planting and then watching these trees grow. Registration is quickly coming up as the deadline is tomorrow for the program, which is February 28th. So here to talk to me about the Trees for Kids is Feather Miracle, CEO and Director of Library Services for Six Nations Public Library. So thank you for joining me today, Feather.
Thank you very much for having me.
I was wondering if you could go into a little detail about what the program is and just what the goal is with Trees for Kids.
Yeah, so it's a program that we've partnered up with the Neighborhood Forest, as you mentioned, and we just really want to get to have the opportunity for children to plant trees in the community. I think, as we all know, that planting life, the children will be able to develop and nurture their relationship with our environment through this program, and that one large tree provides the oxygen for up to four people. So the opportunity for literally planting life, and that a tree will last far beyond the person who plants it, and the benefits, the children will be able to, the community will be able to see and experience the benefits and for our health as well as the health of our environment.
And obviously this program is being promoted towards kids in the community. Can you just talk about the importance of getting them involved and informing them on these environmental issues and even just getting them interested in the environment at such a young age?
Yeah, I think that there's no better opportunity to learn about our environment and about how our world around us works and to establish that relationship with nature and our connection to the land than actually planting life. You know, we experience it every day and we don't think about how the air that we breathe is provided to us from the trees, and that the air that we exhale is what the trees need to sustain themselves. So it really is a very unique relationship. And for children to have that opportunity to engage and work within the environment and to be able to see and watch their tree grow over the years. And I think it would be very interesting if they wanted to take like an annual picture of the birthday of their tree. And if they wanted to, they could send it into the library and we can help monitor that too. There is the website neighborhoodforest.org. And on that's the website where you can go and register. But also, you can go, and other children have planted trees, and they send in photos of the growth of the children as well as the trees. So it's a really, really neat thing to watch.
Definitely. And you mentioned Neighborhood Forest just there. Can you talk about how they've helped getting this program up and running?
Right. So Neighborhood Trees is... it's an organization that started many years ago, and I think it started in the U.S. We have elected to partner with them for this year, but this is not necessarily a new program to our community. But they have signed up with Turtle Island News as well, and so. When you sign up, the trees are free for the children, one tree per kid, and the trees will be delivered either to the library when you register with us on or before Earth Day. So this is really, tomorrow is the deadline to sign up, and the library closes at 5 p.m. But if you sign up, you get the free tree, and then the trees will be delivered on or before Earth Day. And so it's really just a gear up for Earth Day so we can all celebrate.
And once the tree is picked up, is there a designated planting area where the trees will be planted, or is it basically wherever the owners feel like planting them?
Wherever the owner would like to plant the tree. I think somewhere that's accessible so that they could monitor and watch their tree growth. But there is no designated area as such. And just to keep in mind that all of the trees that will be given, they are local and natural trees. So they will be this is a growing conditions where we live for those trees.
You touched on it basically earlier, but how are you hoping to promote stewardship within the community with this program?
Well, we have partnered with this organization. We are offering the opportunity for the children in our community to plant trees. The library has a lot of resources on gardening. We also have a program called a program for gardening, and we are a local resource, so we have information on stewardship, and we're happy to supply that to anybody interested. But really, we are a public library, and we have a lot of resources on a great many topics.
And lastly, do you just want to touch again, who can register for this program? How do people get registered, and when pickup will be? And like we said, deadline is coming up tomorrow for registration. So how can all that get done?
Well, they can go onto the library. The Six Nations Public Library has a Facebook page, and they can register there. We also have a website, NPL.ca, and there's a link there. Alternatively, anyone can call the library to register, and our phone number is 519-445-2954, and one of our staff will answer, and they can fill out the form. It's an online form. If people don't have access to the internet, they can call the library and we can register on their behalf. We will need a contact email or phone number. Then the other option is to go to neighborhoodforest.org and click the button Get Free Trees, and then pick Six Nations Public Library from the institution list. neighborhoodforest.org/parent-registration is also an opportunity. And it's going to ask for an address. You don't need to give your actual address. You can just give the library address at 1679 Chiefswood Road. And that's where the trees will be delivered for pickup. The trees should arrive in time for Earth Day in April.
All right. Awesome, Feather. I want to thank you again for joining me this morning. I think it's a really cool program, and I'm definitely wishing you guys all the best of luck with everything going on in it.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be chatting with you about this wonderful program today. Thank you for your interest in the library.